when I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam.
Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Keep it funky, Johnny Kemp. All right, time to celebrate R&B, talk about it, play some swatches of music, and have some fun. Kick off your Friday and your weekend on a funky note. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. Dan has become DJ Shagru. Esmeralda is now Esmeralda the Heart Melda. I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. And Vic is... what is it? Viggity Viggity Vic, the vilified?
Verified.
Verified, vilified. No, that's Mark Carman. All right, it's Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. Yeah, man. Morning. Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday. That was my first request. Anita Baker. I love that album. Rapture, great album. Phenomenal. She's got a great voice. It's Fly Jams Friday. Phone lines are open if you want to request, instant request, everybody. Get your requests in now. DJ Shagru is ready to go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 right now for your Fly Jam Friday requests. Esmeralda, did you ever listen to Anita Baker?
I can't say I have.
Do you know that
whole song?
You know that song?
I don't.
You don't know Rapture?
No.
Ooh.
I may have heard it before.
Very popular in the late 80s.
Okay.
86,
I know
86,
of Anita.
86, 87. That was, I think, her biggest record. That was, I don't know if it was her first album. I don't think it was, but I think I know it was like kind of the first kind of crossover success she had of any kind. But she's an amazing voice, Anita Baker. I saw her on that tour. Yeah. Yeah, man. Fly. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. Patrick requested this Fly Jam. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to believe that Lionel Richie's on that song. You know? Same guy who wrote that song wrote, "Hello!" It's very, very hard to comprehend that the dude who enjoys dancing on the ceiling helped write Brick House. It's hard for me to believe, at least. That song is a fly jam. 262 area code says there are some great songs on the album from the Watts Riot of the 70s. Oh, yeah, Watts Stack. And he requested two of them. And one of them, of course, is from the band, Esmeralda, you know this now, from the band that at some point in 1977 played at a porno house party that had Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe as guests.
Yeah.
Keep your head to the sky. Yeah. That's Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was Keep Your Head to the Sky by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Philip Bailey is one of those guys who could hit notes only dogs can hear. That guy got a falsetto. Let me explain that to you. Now, Esmeralda, they did not perform that particular song when they played the porno party in The Nice Guys.
No, they played...
They did play September.
Yes. That's all I remember.
They played two... it was something else and September. September was when they... Because when they were walking up, when Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe are actually walking up to the party talking, they're playing a different song. But when they get into the party, that's when they cut to the band. It's September. So, which, by the way, that movie rules. It rules, and no one's going to see it. Go see it. And a lot of Fly Jams, Esmeralda. You can attest to that.
The Nice
Guys has a Fly Jam soundtrack.
Totally.
Oh yeah. All right, and here's the other one from Wattstack. The only Isaac Hayes.
And we'll never dare to live alone, 'cause we're not stones rolling down a mountainside. We all count, yes we do, and we've got strength and we've got pride, but no, God is on our side. Oh yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Isaac Hayes. A little Wattstack music for you. All right. Fly Jams Friday continues. 312-981-7200 for your request. 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru, Esmeralda the Harp Melda, Viggity Viggity Vic, and me, Wiki Wiki Nikki. Take a quick break. News is next. Yeah, man. That's right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru, are you familiar with I Need Your Lovin'?
This is the first time I've heard it.
Really?
Yes.
Esmeralda, are you familiar with I Need Your Lovin'?
No. Who is it?
Human Nature. A Human League.
They did
Human. It's on the same album.
Oh, that does not sound like them at all.
It's Human League. You know why? You know who produced it?
Jimmy.
Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas produced
it. All those two.
Yep. They had a very distinctive sound, Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. But I Need Your Lovin'. You know who's one of his favorite songs of all time? You know who that was? One of his favorite songs of all time?
Hey, Listen.
Hey, Listen. Hey, Listen. Have you heard this I Need Your Lovin'? It's the greatest song ever recorded. When that album came out, when the Human League album came out that Terry Thomas and Huey Lewis produced, my friend Joe went nuts. Oh, this is maybe the greatest album of all time. But he loved that song. I Need Your Lovin'. I remember we were talking about like our top five songs of all time. I'm not kidding. We were talking about this is years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, listen, you know, one of them. Easily, maybe no, in the top two or top three, I Need Your Lovin'.
Wow.
He loved that song. So I dedicate that to the memory of my friend Joe Donatello, who adored I Need Your Lovin' by the Human League.
I don't know if you know your Human League history, but how, pray tell, did a group of white British kids get hooked up with Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas?
Well, because at that time, that Minnesota sound that you know, Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, they were producing everybody at that point. After Control, because Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, by the way, it's Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, as I like to call them, they produced Janet Jackson's Control, which was the album that really broke Janet Jackson. Like, really, really broke. And at that point, everybody wanted to work with Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. And, of course, their connection with the band The Time, which of course is the connection with Prince, because Prince wrote basically everything the Time did. They became the producers of that time. So like between 86 and 90, they probably produced 800 records by bands that you would never expect that would want to, like the Human League. They were new wave in the early 80s.
Full on
new wave. And then like they come out with this album and they sound funky, and you know, they got the 80s beats and the bass line and all that stuff. They got the Huey Lewis, Terry Thomas sound. But we played a couple of months ago. I requested the Herb Alpert. Herb Alpert recorded an album with those guys. And he had Janet Jackson come in and sing a song called Diamonds. And it became like a huge hit for Herb Alpert. And Herb Alpert doesn't sound like that.
Right.
But in the 80s, if you wanted to be like funky dance music, you went to Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas.
Interesting.
Yeah. Listen, I Need Your Lovin' is one of the greatest songs ever recorded. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. I was just going to go to them. Well, let me do this real quick. Grant says, Memphis Stole Sue by King Curtis. Thank you, Nick. And you guys are a great team, and I love the music.
And bring her ball. That's it right there.
That's Fly. I haven't heard that song in a long, long time. Been a very long time since I heard that song. And that is a fly jam. It flies. Look, it's Fly Jam Bob. Here's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Happy Donut Day.
Today's Donut Day.
Yeah.
All right, is anybody going to Krispy Kreme to get your donuts? Are you going, Bob, to get your donuts?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that. Maybe I'll do that later.
Yeah, you get a free donut if you go to the Krispy Kremes today, right, Dan?
Yeah.
In Elk Grove Village.
Elk Grove, we can only find one.
Paper tag like the Salvation Army used to give.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, Bob, what's up?
Hey, except for last week, I picked a lot of covers lately, so I thought I'd pick an original of an R&B song that really made it big in this country during the British Invasion back in the 60s when it was made popular by the Dave Clark Five. It actually hit number 7 on the charts. I guess that means Esmeralda doesn't think it was a hit, but...
Nope.
Here's I Like It Like That by the late Chris Kenner.
That's a great song.
Yeah. That's Alan Toussaint on the piano.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Can I just say to Biker Don, last week he played Chase, and a few weeks before that he played Lighthouse. Those are great bands. He's got good taste, and I just want to tell him not to worry because the White Sox are only 2 games out of the second wild card spot. And cheer up because Bears training camp starts soon.
Okay, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
Is it possible to choke in May?
Yeah, as a Cubs fan, yes, it is possible to choke in May.
No, I mean
I know what you mean. I'm just saying, but yes, it is. Being a Cubs fan my whole life, it absolutely is possible to choke in May. So, all right. Thank you, Bob.
All right. All right.
Get the Sox. Well, you know what? It was a bad week to be a Sox fan. I mean, no, they won 2 in a row now, right? They're still above 500, right? They're a couple games above 500. But they had a skid there earlier in the week where, like, if you looked on – well, I mean, they had one of the worst, you know – I mean, the Royals had one of the – I mean, that come-from-behind victory in the ninth a few nights back was not good. Not good. But it's funny if you – you know, Dmitry Samarov, who was in here – yesterday. We had, he's a Sox fan, and we go back and forth. You know, I've known Dimitri for a long time. He hates the Cubs, hates them, can't stand their fans. Well, he was a cab driver for many years and had to drive idiots around.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd hate him, too, if I had to drive him around. Could you imagine a bunch of drunk Cub fans in Wrigleyville? I'd hate Cub fans, too. I do hate a lot of Cub fans, but he's a big Sox fan, and he's, you know, and as you know, Esmeralda, he's like, he's now off the grid. He got rid of his phone. You know what I mean? He's not, doesn't have the smartphone, doesn't do the Facebook, doesn't do anything. And I told him, I was like, you know, last week when they were on that slide, like losing like 6-7 in a row, the Sox, I can't tell you the number of like people who were posting on the news feed that they want to kill Robin Ventura. Like they were just calling for Robin Ventura's head. It was unbelievable. And then, of course, Dimitri's response was, I never liked Ventura in the first place. I'm like, all right, well, thank you very much. All right. 773 area code enjoys this request now on Fly Jams Friday. Yeah, great song. That was Rose Royce. You know what their biggest hit was, Esmeralda? Rose Royce?
What is it, Car Wash?
Yes.
What is Car Wash?
What is Car Wash? That is correct.
Yay.
Sorry.
I know things.
That's my Alex Trebek. Ooh, sorry.
Is he Canadian?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is. You know, Ryan Gosling's Canadian.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's Canadian. He was on, because obviously they were promoting The Nice Guys on a bunch of talk shows, and he says that when he goes back home, I think he's from Ottawa, I think. But anyway, when he goes back home, he immediately reverts back to, oh, hey, sorry. He does that stuff. Sorry.
Yeah. And I can imagine. Yeah.
So. And you can hear it a little bit. Every once in a while, you can hear Gosling, but he's such a good actor and has such control. You know, of his voice and stuff.
Yeah.
But every once in a while when he sneaks in there and says a sorry, you go, oh, okay.
That's right. You're Canadian.
And he's a big hockey fan.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. I love Ryan Gosling. He's awesome. I do. I love the man. I think he's fantastic. Hey, girl.
He never said that.
I know. And that thing that you sent me was hilarious.
Yeah.
With Russell Crowe. I didn't do it! Now that you've seen the movie, you understand the high-pitched screaming.
Right, now I get the scream.
Yeah.
I was like, why is he screaming so much in this
thing? In the clip. And then you finally saw The Nice Guys, and he does a lot of that in The Nice Guys.
Get it now.
like high-pitched, like, people are trying to kill him, and he's going, and crying. That movie's hilarious. Oh, oh, Robin sings a masterpiece that lives and dies in her. Four states of passion. Oh, some produced by two returns. Dancing on and falls on and the streets of passion. All I hear in my head going like a volcano, baby. The streams of passion. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here, Fly Jams Friday. This is The Family. Now, are you familiar with The Family?
No.
If that sounds like it could be a Prince song,
right?
It's because it is.
Okay.
The Family was a group that Prince put together in 1985 when, like, he was at the, you know, nobody was better. Well, for his entire career, nobody was better than Prince. But he put together this band because the time kind of broke up. Morris Day was like, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do my own thing. And so he was like, okay, well, I want to keep this thing going. So I want to get Paul, who one of the guys from the time, and he brought this guy in, and he called him Saint Paul. And he took the leftover guys from the time. There were like four guys left from the time, including Jerome. and then brought in Wendy from Wendy and Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, her twin sister, Susanna, Melvoin, to come in, put them together, and he wrote all the music, in fact, recorded it all, and then sang all the tracks and had them come in and sing over it, and he recorded it over that.
Interesting.
So he recorded the album by himself. He brought in one other musician, I think, to do some horns and like some brass on it.
Mm-hmm.
But he recorded everything else. Like, he just recorded it, and then he called up them. He called up St. Paul and Susanna and said, come in, and I got the vocals down already. Just sing what I sing. They released the album, and the family had the very first version of Nothing Compares to You.
Okay.
Like, they recorded the first version of Nothing Compares to You, and this was 5 years before Sinead O'Connor did hers.
Mm-hmm.
And their version is great. It's really great. And that was their only video right there that was called The Screams of Passion. And it's a hilarious video. Because it's a full-on 80s video with the clothes. And, Dan, you were looking at it, right?
Pretty spectacular.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of, like, 80s video, this is, like, the height of, like, whatever is... If it's not, like, hair metal, it's this.
Mm-hmm.
And the clothes, like, Susanna Melvoin looks like she's wearing pajamas in it. And then this St. Paul guy, the lead, he's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. The songs are great on that record. They only did the one album. I think maybe they did a second album. And they get together and they tour. So it's like leftover from the time, mm-hmm. including Jerome, this guy St. Paul, and Wendy's twin sister. Who, by the way, when I was hanging out with John Cusack, and I hung out with John Cusack for a couple of years,
okay.
He was dating Susanna.
Oh.
They were an item. When I knew that was how long ago I knew Cusack.
So did you freak out a little bit?
Oh yeah, the first time I met her, because I was hanging, he was living with Piven at the time, and I was hanging out at their place, and Piven and I were talking, we were just hanging out, and they lived in like a, they lived right down the street from O'Rourke's, which was a pub in Old Town. They lived on that street, Orleans. Mm-hmm. They lived on Orleans. So
okay.
They lived in this building, and the elevator went up. You know, because it was like it wasn't a penthouse, but it was the highest floor in the building. It was like five stories high. So, but their elevator opened up into their apartment.
Oh.
It's John Cusack.
All right.
So, I mean, this was like when Say Anything was out. I was hanging out with him. It was at the, So, I remember we were sitting there talking. We're in the kitchen, Piven and I, and we're talking. All of a sudden, the elevator doors open up, and I see Cusack, who I'd known already.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes out, and I went, And I didn't know that he was dating her. And he's like, hey, Nick, this is Susanna. And I'm like, whoa, I know who that is. I couldn't care less that it was that Cusack was there. Like, Cusack at that time was like a movie star.
Oh,
you know, he had just shot The Grifters. It was like right around that time. I knew him 89, 90, 91. It was around that period when I hung out with him a lot. And all of a sudden, Susanna, not even Wendy, it was her twin sister came in. And I went, oh.
Was she like, yeah, thanks.
She was very cool, man. She was cool. So
you're just like, do you remember?
I was like, I got, no, I didn't do that.
Okay.
No. All right, we have
sister Wendy.
Yeah, where's Wendy? I don't want to talk to you. Where's Wendy? All right, here's Noe. Hi, Noe.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Good. You got a request for Fly Jams Friday?
Yes, I do. I got a request by Brenton Wood. I think you got your fools mixed up.
All right, here we go.
You got your fools mixed up. You must think I'm somebody else. I think you got your fools mixed up. You must think I'm somebody else.
This is one of those defiant songs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that fool. That's the other fool who's going to take your foolishness.
Oh.
Nobody's going to understand that reference. Dan, we got to get that sound bite. It's from Keanu. Oh.
Oh, boy.
All right. Opening bell is coming up in just a couple of minutes. And here is Steve Grzanich. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning. We have our Magic 8-Ball out. How are you? You know, remember the old Magic 8-Ball?
Sure.
Well, we're going to, let's see, shake it around here a little bit. Paul Nolte, by the way, is in-house. He's our portfolio manager. Will the Fed raise interest rates? Cloudy at this moment.
Oh, okay.
So that's how we're going to do it this morning. We're just going to ask the 8-ball a bunch of questions.
What if it says ask later?
We'll come back in about 15 minutes and do it after traffic and then ask again. We'll see how that goes. but that's going to dominate our topic this morning, is whether the Fed is going to raise interest rates and what you need to be doing now to prepare your portfolio. And a little later on, we're going to meet one of the other finalists for the James Tyree Award of the Chicago Chamber of Commerce. And that's all coming up on the opening bell this morning.
That's great, Steve. Have a good weekend, buddy.
You too.
Bye. All right, take care. All right. Oh! That's from Keanu. You and I are the only people. You, me, and V are the only people that saw that movie.
And a friend of mine.
And a friend of yours. That's it.
That's the only people.
So those people will get that reference. It's the guy, and I keep forgetting the actor's name. The guy who played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton has a moment in the movie where he goes, oh! And it kills me every time I have seen it. Like, I watched the trailer before the movie. I watched the trailer like 100 times, and it's in the trailer, and I would rewind that part. I would rewind the part with Will Forte going, the 17th Street blips. That always cracked me up. And then that led, like, 2 seconds later to, oh! So that was my favorite part of the 17th Street blips.
I think you're going to meet him and just go, oh!
Oh! That's my reaction to everything now. Chris Bryant's home run yesterday. Oh! All right, we got one more song here, I guess we can. Margaret from Bridgeport says, hi, Nick. I'm heading to Carbondale for my daughter's graduation from mortuary school.
Oh.
Oh!
Oh. That's a real one. Wow.
She's heading down there on I-57, and she wanted to hear the aforementioned porno band song.
Oh, okay.
That song is so good, man. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Come on! They're pretty good.
They're very good.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And how many people in the band, Esmeralda?
80,000.
That's exactly right. 80,000.
On a good day.
Yeah, on a slow day.
Yes.
When not everybody shows up to rehearsal. You realize there's only 80,000 people here? Where the hell is everybody? How are we going to be able to play these songs when there's only 80,000 people here? Where's the horn section? The horn section's not even here. 80,000 people only show up to rehearsal. I'm quitting.
They have whole warehouses.
They have to rent out Soldier Field for a rehearsal. All right. Hey, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
So you're having a good weekend, right?
Yeah.
All right. Have fun, and I will see you Monday morning. Yeah, enjoy all of your fests.
Yeah, I'll try.
All right, cool. We'll see you Monday.
See ya.
All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN.